This framework, showing that Extremistan is where most of the Black Swan action is only a rough approximation. Please do not platonify it. Don't simplify it beyond what's necessary. Extremistan does not always imply black swans. Some events can be rare and consequential, but somewhat predictable, particularly to those who are prepared for them and have the tools to understand them, instead of listening to statisticians, economists, and charlatans of the bell curve variety. They are near black swans. They are somewhat tractable scientifically. Knowing about their incidence should lower your surprise. These events are rare but expected. I call this special case of gray swans Mandelbrotian randomness. This category encompasses the randomness that produces phenomena commonly known by terms such as scalable, scale invariant, power laws, Pareto-Zipf laws, Yule's law, Poration stable processes, Levy stable, and fractal laws. And we will leave them aside for now, since they will be covered in some depth in Part 3. They are scalable, according to the logic of this chapter, but you can know a little more about how they scale, since they share much with the laws of nature. You can still experience severe black swans in Mediocristan, though not easily. How? You may forget that something is random, think that it is deterministic, then have a surprise. Or you can tunnel and miss on a source of uncertainty, whether mild or wild, owing to lack of imagination. Most black swans result from this tunneling disease, which I will discuss in Chapter 9. This has been a literary overview of the central distinction of this book, offering a trick to distinguish between what can belong in Mediocristan and what belongs in Extremistan. I said that I will get into a more thorough examination in Part 3, so let us focus on epistemology for now and see how the distinction affects our knowledge.